Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Martha was giving you physical food, but Jesus was giving her spiritual food. That's what you're going to live on. Because did you know that you are an eternal being? You're going to be somewhere, you're going to be somewhere 1,000 years from here, you're still going to be here. But where are you going to be? In the presence of Christ? That's the difference. And this is what Jesus was saying. He's saying His word was great. So, I'm going to wrap it up here quickly here. A few things I just want to mention here. I came up with this little saying, you've probably heard it. Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is blessed. Not best, I changed it. Blessed. Yeah, so she was right on it, but I like to change it to blessed, because we don't want it best. The people may call it best, but if Jesus Christ doesn't bless it, it means nothing. We see that He blessed what Mary did. She chose the greater thing, and that was spending time at the Master's feet. So let's do it again. Everybody with me here. Everybody know it. Beverly was reeling it out, so we'll do it again here. Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is blessed. Man, isn't that good? Wow. When the Lord can say, you did a good job. That's what He told Mary. You did a good job. He blessed it. And He gives us a lesson here. He says, we need to take time to know the Lord. You know, Matthew chapter 7, I'll read this quickly here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, I think I gave this scripture before, because this is so apparent. I'm telling you, there are going to be a lot of Christian folks, hear me, that's going to bust hell wide open. I can't say it any better. Christian folk, churchgoers, because of this right here. Matthew 7, 22 says this, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. They did good works. But works won't save you. Is that right? And verse 23 says this. Man. Oh. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. This little thing that we read tonight, this little verse, Jesus Christ was giving us a warning that we need to know Him. If you ever want to know someone, you need to spend time with them. Think about the activities of your life, the activity of your daily schedule, and think about how much time do you spend with the Lord? Or do you wake up and you just hit the ground running? And then before the end of the day, it's over. I used to, when I used to be younger, I can tell you I had a lot of energy then. But when I was younger, I used to hit the ground running, and I would have Bible study at the end of the day. Like, man, that's, but it really didn't work. I was so tired, and then I was just kind of getting, but now I flipped it around. I start the day with Bible study, and what a difference. Start with Jesus. Start right, and you'll finish right. So think about how much time do you spend with Jesus? And then Jesus said this. He said, seek those things which are above and not those things which are below. We need to always seek those things which are above. Don't be distracted by social media, cell phones, TV, entertainment. Did y'all know why they call those things cell phones? Sale, you're in prison. Sale. I'm serious. Think about it. You know, whenever I go, sometimes I go downtown. John probably could tell you. What do you see these people?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.